Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. I haven't seen you since before New Year's.
Well, I know. It has been a while, and we're into a brand new year, so Happy New Year.
You too.
I'll be the last to wish you that, probably. Well, let's see what's going on here. One thing is that people may note before too much longer is some work on the sidewalks downtown.
Part of what we're going to try to do, and this has been an issue with that I've been involved with as mayor and the city council and city manager for the 2.5 years that I've been involved. There's been sidewalks, and it's an issue not only in the residential areas, but even the downtown areas. And so hopefully we'll be able to put together some individual projects, not unlike the one that happened in front of the chamber office. They put some new sidewalks there. So there will be smaller versions of a larger project, and hopefully in about 3 years we'll have the downtown sidewalks all completed.
Mm-hmm. So is there a grant, or is this something that has just been budgeted for?
Well, that would be something that we're going to probably have to try to budget for.
Now, speaking of grants, we've talked about this before. The city has plans to make some pretty significant improvements at the municipal airport long range, but that is starting to roll forward a little bit now.
We should be beginning construction on the new runway and buildings out at the airport. And then what we're planning to do after that is completed is to go to TxDOT and apply for another grant. TxDOT has what they call a 90-10 matching grant, so we could do a lot of work at that. We're lengthening the airport runway so it will allow jets. But the other part we're looking into perhaps is constructing the hangars. Therefore, then we can rent that space out to people that want to hangar their planes in the Commerce area.
Now, has some construction work already been taking place out there?
Not that I know of at the moment. It was approved to begin, I think, around March or April, early spring, and then to be completed in late spring, early summer.
And ultimately, you're hoping to extend the runway so you can land small jets out there.
That's part of it, yes, and that would be the second grant. And I don't believe that it's this is not one of those where you get one, you have to wait 4 or 5 years to get another one. You just apply, and it's like this is a continuing project, and so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, good. We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Norris Community Center about to be renamed.
Well, that's something that, as we're sitting here talking now, should have happened about a month ago. It would be called the Ann and Harry Champion Norris Community Center, after Harry and Ann Champion, pioneers kind of in the Norris community area and education in our community. It was supposed to happen late November, early December. We ran into some real troubled weather there, and it got canceled. So we're waiting for a rescheduling of that dedication. The name is up. If you drive by, you can see it. It's been unveiled, but the actual dedication hasn't happened yet. So we will be looking forward to that soon.
Harry Champion was coach of the state championship Norris High School basketball team. What was it, 64?
Well, a while ago, but names that are very well respected, not only in the Norris community, but the Commerce community as well.
You bet. Well, a couple of other things we've talked about before. I go by the old A.L. Day building, A.L. Day Elementary School building on the east side of Commerce a couple of times a week, and just steady progress. That is where the Tipitina's music facility, and it's kind of complicated to explain that, but the thing is, I mean, they're making steady progress there.
Well, that's part of the settlement from the asbestos problem we had here a few years ago. And yes, if you drive by or walk by, or in your case run by, you'll notice that most of the outside of the building seems to be completed now. They haven't started landscaping yet, but there's going to be an awful lot of electronics that are going to be put in that building, because it will be a performance studio, it will be a recording studio. They're going to train musicians on specific areas of recording and playing. So there's going to be a lot of work that we won't see being done. The project was supposed to be an 18-month project. As if you remember, we had trouble getting the deed passed around, who owned it, and we finally got it to Roland about the beginning of summer. So the 18-month project now We're just into 6-7 months of that. Mm-hmm. I think we're looking early 16 for maybe Tipitina's to open.
And then CVS, the pharmacy, and the Hunt Regional Hospital projects seem to be moving along apace.
Just as we are sitting here now, yes, they're moving right along. Just one thing about the emergency center. Once it is completed, at least the part that we can see, the outside, all the electronics that are going to go in there will have to be calibrated. So even people say, well, it's why can't we open it? Well,
right.
You don't want, when you go, you want to be X-rayed, not microwaved when you go in. So they'll be calibrating all that instruments.
But those buildings expected to be complete and ready for action in the spring. A
couple of months from now.
Okay, very good. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
me. Thank you, John Mark.
Good. John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.